And we're pleased to be speaking with Dr. Simon Wang on the topic of chiropractic care. And in this edition of Pump You Up, we're excited to break down approaches to cater treatments and organic diagnosis in client care. And Dr. Simon Wang represents the Balanced Body Active Health Center. So before everything, thanks for taking time to talk to us today, Dr. Wang, and welcome to Halftime.
Thank you, Randy. Happy to be here.
All right. So firstly, in regard to the topic of chiropractic care, we're interested in exploring the diagnostic stages of chiropractic care. So I suppose to start, typically, when are prospective clients typically refer to such services like yours or identify that chiropractic care is the right approach to treat their case?
Often if they've had a chiropractic care experience in the past, we will be the first ones they approach when an injury occurs. If they haven't had chiropractic experience in the past, they might have often tried a more traditional route, seen their medical doctor, or even saw a physiotherapist, and if that didn't work, they might come through our office at Balanced Body, or they might have been referred specifically by a massage therapist or physiotherapist or naturopathic doctor to come see us.
Right. Now, we've conducted a number of these interviews on the approach of chiropractic care, and we're big fans of it here in the Pump You Up segment. And I guess for the most part, the one consistency has been the organic nature of the prescription, as it's very tailored to the case study. So how rewarding is that process of diagnosis in terms of you staying fresh in your practice of patient care?
That's an excellent question.
one
of the cool things with chiropractic care is you actually get to use what you went to school and learned. So I also get to teach at the Canadian Memorial Chiropractic College, and I tell my students who even come in first year that they're entering a career where now you get to apply what you learn here, which is actually pretty unique when you look across the board. Many people have jobs and careers that they didn't go to school for. So it's actually really exciting. And what I love is when somebody new comes in and we get to start from nothing and see what's going on through a detailed history and examination, figure out what's going on in their life, so what's going on at work, what's going on in their sport, how do they drive, how do they sleep, and how does everything in their life affect what's going on currently for them and the issues that they came in with.
Very interesting. Now, we are speaking with Dr. Simon Wang of Balanced Body Active Health Center, and we're discussing the diagnostic stages to chiropractic healthcare. Now, Simon, when assigning a health improvement program for your cases or your patients, how much do you rely on communication with the client? And I guess how much can be determined by touch and sight, as is per your discipline?
Also a great question. I would say I rely heavily on communication. So as somebody comes in initially and we start talking, and not only what they're saying, but also their nonverbal cues, things that they do, ways that they move, how they describe something and their facial expression when they're describing it, all goes into an idea of what I think is going on. After that occurs, then more of the observations of, okay, I'll ask them to do a particular movement and see how they can perform that movement. That gives me more information. And after all that, then I go into actually applying pressure in different areas, looking for comparing one side of the body to another side, or what I would perceive as normal for them.
All right. So as I was alluding to before, a lot of what you do is definitely not cookie cutter. So I guess in personalizing the solutions that you come across in chiropractic care, what experiences do you rely on then? Does one case translate to another in any way?
For the kind of patients that I see, I do see a lot of back problems. I see a lot of neck problems, shoulder, hip, and knee. And occasionally the ankle. And after a while, you talk to any chiropractor that's been in practice for a while, you start to see similar patterns. This can be both a benefit and a possible cautionary area where you don't want to jump to a diagnosis and assume you know what's going on. I often have a differential diagnosis list where I'll believe this is probably what's going on with you or with the patient. And then I'll have a list of two or three other things that also might be going on if after a trial of treatment we don't see what we're expecting to see and the patient's not getting better, then it might be number two or number three down the list, where we might need more imaging or referral to a different practitioner.
And with that approach, how does that help with, I guess, preventative treatment and or preventative diagnosis when you're dealing with a prospective client?
A lot of the prevention that I do comes through education. So I like to tell people that I can make them feel better, but if we don't get to what's actually going on and why they came in, what's going on in their life, particular ways that they're playing their sport, particular ways that they're sitting at their desk, at their office job, what are they doing in their life that has now caused what we see now? If we don't address that and we don't educate them on better ways to do things, then yes, I can make you feel better, but you're going to come back with the same thing. So there is no prevention without education.
Right. And typically, what would you say is would be, and not to pigeonhole your prospective clients into a long-term care solution, but what would you say is the typical term for your approach to chiropractic care?
I don't know if I have a term.
Okay. It's catered to the client then.
Yeah, it's very individual. Treatment plans will vary based on time. They'll vary based on what we do with them. Vary based on like what can they do. It's very individual. So I wouldn't say I have a particular way to treat somebody.
Now, a lot of the chiropractic discussions we've had in past start to spill into nutrition as one of those preventative measures to better body maintenance and healthcare. How has better awareness of nutrition impacted the way that you practice?
Being aware of nutrition is extremely important, but in that area, I do refer to my colleagues. I work with a few different naturopathic doctors who a lot of their education is focused around nutrition, what you're eating, what you may or may not be missing in your nutrition. So in that case, I like to refer, and I often do refer. So let's say somebody comes in and they say, I'd love to do the exercises you're talking about, but I'm always seem tired and lethargic. That's a perfect opportunity for me to ask them if they've ever seen somebody for nutrition, like a naturopathic doctor. And often they'll take steps to even just have an initial conversation about what's going on in their life and how somebody like a naturopathic doctor can help.
Perfect. Now, before we do wrap up at the end of this segment, I do want to give you an opportunity to let our listeners know how they can get more information on what you do over at the Balanced Body Active Health Center and how they can get in further touch with you.
Oh, I appreciate that. We have a website that I can send to you to put on your website. And through our website, I have full contact information if anyone wants to email me with any questions. We put out a newsletter, and I'm always available through email if anyone has any just general questions or they want to come in for a chat.
Perfect. And we have been speaking with Dr. Simon Wang of the Balanced Body Active Health Center, and definitely we're pleased to have that conversation again about diagnostic stages to chiropractic healthier. Thanks again for taking time out to talk to us, Simon, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you very much, Randy. It was fun.
All right, and we'll throw it back to the studio for the wrap-up of halftime.